turn off your fucking phone.
God damn it. No, I'm not going to turn the whole phone off. I'll just turn the sound down.
Put it on airplane mode.
Oh, God. Airplane mode.
Airplane mode.
Listen. Fuck airplanes. Fuck being on airplanes. I get separated from Luke all the time, and I have a freaking anxiety attack. And then I ask other people if they'll switch with me, and they say no. And then it just makes me mad at them the whole time I'm on the flight, and it's like 6 hours. And then I try to go on airplane mode, and then it's like other people can buy Wi-Fi, but I can't buy Wi-Fi because I don't have a fucking iPhone. So I'm like, I guess I can't text anybody. I'll just fucking sleep, just sitting here. Whatever.
You know what you should do the next time you want to switch seats with someone to sit next to Luke?
What should I do?
Just be like, I'm pregnant and I'm going through morning sickness right now, so I really need to be next to my husband. Listen, they're fucking strangers. They're not going to know.
They're not going to know. Oh, God. No, the excuse I get is, like, I paid to have the seat on the outside. And it's like, okay, well, you paid to, like, be sitting next to me. So, okay, like, not that my seat is any better or worse than yours. I'm literally right next to you.
That's when you respond with, I paid for in vitro fertilization so I could have this baby.
Because I don't believe in having sex. I
just don't believe. No, that implies that you're, like, infertile or something, and they'll be like, oh, shit, I'm a horrible person.
Yeah, that's true, like, infertile. Or it could be, like, I don't believe in, like, touching each other for, like, for pleasure. I just want to be pregnant. No sex involved, just a syringe.
Anyway, hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I am your host, Samantha, and I am joined tonight by Light Snow.
Same, Light Snow and cloudy, although it's night. So it doesn't matter if it's cloudy or not because it's dark.
Yeah, and it's some real bullshit because it was 59 degrees yesterday when I left work and now it's allegedly snowing outside.
Dude, yeah, yesterday was so fucking nice, but like yesterday was like 58, 60 degrees here and it was like thunderstorm and it didn't thunderstorm and I was like, oh, okay. And now it's snowing, so I'm like, oh, okay, no wonder why I'm so cold.
Dude, I haven't had a good thunderstorm in my life since like the week after I moved to Alexandria.
Oh, dude, really?
Summer, that summer, there were some really wicked thunderstorms.
Damn.
So, you know, whatevs.
Yeah.
How was your Christmas, your holiday break?
It was good. I'm still on break. Haven't left the apartment for months.
Nice. I am in my first official week back to work. I mean, I've been back to work for a couple of weeks now, but it's only been 3 and 2-day weeks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because New Year's and Christmas both fell on Tuesday, so you have this weird gap.
Yeah.
And I kind of have to work since I work in a church and I gotta get stuff done for Sundays.
Right. But also when it's on Tuesday, you like get confused as to what day it is.
Yeah, and this week has been confusing for me because I keep feeling like since I've worked 3 days a week for 2 weeks now, it's so long. Are work weeks usually this long?
I know, right?
I'm ready to just work from home again.
It's only Wednesday, right?
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Fuck.
Did you get anything cool for Christmas?
Yeah, I got like a, got like a heated blanket.
Nice.
Which is really, really cool because I'm always very cold in the apartment. And then what else did I get? Oh, something really cool that pertains to horror movies is I got the Trivial Pursuit Horror Edition.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, it's really, really cool. It's really fun to play. You can play with just like, it comes with just the die and the cards. And you could just play with that, or if you already have like a Trivial Pursuit board, you just use the board.
That's cool. And,
yeah.
And I got something similar.
What'd you get?
Walmart has like quote unquote loot crates, and they had one for horror movie stuff. So David's parents got me that.
So cool.
So I got a couple cool knickknacks, a cheap scarf that that's the Freddy Krueger sweater colors. A glow in the dark Exorcist mug.
Oh, cool.
A keychain for room number 237.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And a Pennywise action figure.
That's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah. I would say the cheapest thing in the box is definitely the Freddy Krueger scarf. It's made of felt and it could be longer, but still.
It's still cute.
It's kind of cute. So, and I got a Ninja blender.
Oh, that's so cool. I freaking love Ninja stuff.
Like, my blender was so shitty, but now I can make a smoothie in 30 seconds and I don't have to like remix the shit in the blender.
Yes.
Because I like to sleep in as long as possible in the morning.
Yeah.
So I need something that'll make my breakfast really fast.
Yeah.
And David also got me a canvas with the Real Horror Show logo on it.
Wow, yeah, that is really the coolest thing.
I know. I'm going to have to get one for you. Probably as a housewarming gift when you and Luke finally settle someplace.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking... We're planning to start looking soon. We got in touch with a realtor, and I've yet to get back to her because I was like, I'll get back to you.
Yeah, that's how it is with realtors, isn't it? You kind of start having an anxiety attack about the idea of moving in with someone. Like, we were talking to a realtor, but now it's like, do we want to do this? Or I'm just having those feelings.
And it's like, it's that, and it's also like, whenever you like meet with them, you have to be like, oh shit, like they're gonna like keep like wanting to meet with me until like we buy a house. So like it's like a nonstop thing.
Yeah, and
it'll <they'll> never stop.
And my credit score is either shit or it's frozen right now. I don't remember which. It's not shit. It's like in the 600 range. So it's not good. It's not bad, but I don't have any debt. So I'm not paying off anything to get good credit. So.
Right.
I'm looking for a credit card to use for gas.
Oh, well, there you go.
So that's something I can pay off each month. It would be really fucking helpful if my landlords reported our rent to the credit people, but they don't. Legally, they don't have to, but it would be nice if they did. But yeah, once you and Luke find a place, I'll buy you a canvas so that way I'm sure there's enough space on your wall for it.
Yeah, there's like a lot of space now because we don't have much, but like that's okay because I've been making Luke like do more painting.
Nice.
And he's like, and I'm just like, well, if you don't paint, then I won't write anything. So it's like, oh shit. So yeah, he decided to make some goals for himself, and he said he's going to do one painting a month. So that's something.
That's good.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like, yeah, now that I'm done with my MILF erotica, my plan is to finish outlining my new full-length play. I'm worried it'll be boring, but it's meant to be more down-to-earth than my last full-length play. And I'm going to write 761 words of my novel every day. God damn it. Nice.
Damn. That is a lot of words, dude, but like, do it.
Yeah, it's a lot of words, but it's also not that many words compared to what other writers can write in a day. So if I keep up that momentum, I'd be able to write a 70,000 word novel in 3 months. So
yeah, you're right.
So there's that. I gotta look at the end goal.
I got all confused and was like, wait, there's no way. And then I was like, oh, wait, a day. And I was like, yeah, never mind, you're right.
It's called Math Story.
When you said a day in my brain, I thought you meant like a week or some shit. And I was like, no,
yeah,
no, no.
I know we both failed math. That's why we're podcasters. But
that's right. All I could do was like say stuff. That's all.
So anyway, like we try to do with every mini show, we're going to select our movie for the next episode.
So excited and equally terrified.
Yeah, this is the real horror show. All right, so
I updated for January, so it's good to go.
I've input all the data into our super high-tech random selecting computer.
Nice. Hear that, guys? We have our own computer just to randomly select our movies for us.
And today, not today, in our next episode. Do you know there are people who have bloopers for their podcasts? I feel like our podcast is just one big blooper.
I'm going to add that to the list of Patreon content list I made and sent to you. Bloopers.
We don't have bloopers. I just publish everything. The only time cut something out is when I feel like, ooh, this could come back to haunt me in a couple of years.
Yes, you're right. Okay, never mind. Scratch that. All right.
All right, so we are going to be watching Demon Inside.
Demon Inside. Woo!
Okay.
Hell yeah, let's see.
It is a 2013 thriller / horror movie that's, oh, thank God, it's only an hour and 33 minutes.
Thank you.
Let's see. Marta loses her powers and becomes agoraphobic after a traumatic experience when she is released from an asylum. Oh, wait, released form an asylum. There's a typo on Google.
Oh, shit.
That's a good sign. She is stalked by a specter and bothered by crazy neighbors. judging by the names. Oh, it's a Spanish language. That confirms my theory that it is a foreign language film. Not necessarily a bad thing. It's just, I feel like I need to watch more foreign films, but the issue with it is movies are often background things for me. So foreign films are hard for me to watch.
Yeah, same.
Because I can't.
Yeah, because I have to pay attention and read.
Like, who just has time to sit down and enjoy a movie? When I actually go to the movie theater, I feel guilty because I should be doing something.
I know, me too. It's like, there's so much stuff that I could be accomplishing right now. I'm the same way, dude. Which is like, that's bad. It's not good to be like that.
I know.
We need to stop.
Like tonight.
We need to actually relax.
Tonight, I didn't have any work that absolutely needed to be done until now, recording the podcast. Yeah. So David and I just played The Forest for 2 hours.
Yeah, I was going to ask what you're playing, but I was like, I'll just ask like later.
Yeah, we've been playing The Forest because I've been waiting to play The Forest for about, let's see, I bought the game in 2015, so 4 years now.
Damn, nice.
Because I bought it while it was still in Steam Greenlight because David had it and it looked really fun and it was only $10, so I bought it. And one, you couldn't play it on Mac. And so we install a Windows partition on my MacBook with the intention that I would be able to play the game and we'd be able to play it online while living in Alexandria. My Mac did not have enough RAM for the game to run. So finally, now that his computer set up and my computer set up, we're playing it and it's a lot of fun.
Nice.
I don't know if you would like it so much. I think you said you have it for the PS4. But
it's either on the PS4 or on that desktop over there. But I know we have it because Luke has played it before while I was here.
Well, if it's on the desktop, you know, we should play it sometime together once David and I are done with our run.
Yeah, absolutely. I was also looking into other like games that you were telling me about, like Don't Starve Together.
Mm-hmm. That's a really cute game. Yeah.
It is cute. And when I have an extra, it's only like $6, so when I just have some extra money, I might get that whenever we're like deeper into the year and our Twitch is like more active.
Yeah, I'm excited about the Twitch because I thought about it, since you mostly play on PS4 and I play on PC, it's something we could do by ourselves for extra content, just if we're bored and the other person's not available to do anything.
Yeah, or like the other person is just like using it as background, because if you were playing and like it was like this time at night, I'd be doing some, I'd like watch you and listen to you in the background as background music, you know?
Yeah, so I think doing the Twitch will be a nice way to help people figure out which one is which.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea, and I didn't think about that because I'm sure people are still a little confused. because it's easy not to know.
Sometimes I don't even know who's who.
I know, me too. Remember the first time we recorded and we sounded like really similar? Now I can tell us apart, but it was like a surprising thing. I thought we'd sound like way more different, but
it's getting better. It's getting better. Yeah. It'll be really awkward if David and I start. It'll be awkward when David and I start our true crime podcast and people tell us we sound alike.
Do you and David sound alike? I don't think you do.
But I don't know. That was just a joke. I'm tired. They're not landing.
Okay, yeah. I was like, do people actually say that? What the fuck? It's like, no. Because I know David's voice, and it's very masculine.
He'll appreciate that.
You have a
that.
Very feminine voice, like, for sure.
He'll appreciate that because he hates the sound of his own voice on recordings.
We all do, but I feel like at this point, I don't care anymore because I've listened to so many of our episodes, and I'm like, I like laugh at all of our dumb shit we say, so I'm like, ha ha ha. Care what I sound like anymore. I don't even care.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, maybe I would have cared, but now it's just whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, if the reason you don't want to start your own podcast is because you hate the sound of your own voice, it gets easier once you get over that overwhelming need to kill yourself.
Yes.
You realize that, hey, no one else has killed themselves listening to me, so why should I?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Why should I? God.
I'm actually very upset at the movie The Random Generator selected because I saw Jason X is now on Netflix.
Oh, dude.
And I was like, oh, God.
There's like all kinds of like random shit on Netflix. Like there's Jason X. I think there's Jason Goes to Hell. And then there's like a handful from the early 2000s, which are like probably like golden nuggets. And we're gonna fucking randomize all around those movies until they go off Netflix. I'm gonna be pissed.
That's exactly what's gonna happen.
We're just gonna get all these movies that have been there since I was started to steal Netflix when I moved away for like they've been there for 5 years, and then we won't even be able to watch the ones that are like, oh, it's only there for like a couple months. Shit, we won't even be able to keep up with the cultural movements of society, because now, like, you remember that show you were talking about, like the Tidy Up show?
Yeah.
And everybody's writing shit about that show, and there's all these articles, and everyone's like, I love this, and I was like, God damn it, I haven't even like looked to see what it's streaming on yet, and everyone's watched it already, and I'm like, shit.
That might be part of the reason you didn't like Bird Box is because you watched it a week after I did.
And I can't keep up with society because I'm too, like, confused. I'm just like, oh, shit.
See, when I watched Bird Box, I watched it the day after it came out, so barely anyone was talking about it, and I was like, this was a thoroughly good movie.
It wasn't spoiled. And right, it wasn't
you
spoiled.
You a week later.
I watched it after everyone in the whole entire world watched it first, and I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, I'll watch a scary movie, and then I watched, like, something completely different. I was like, oh, damn. I'll watch Bird Box, like, next.
Yeah, we still haven't, David and I still haven't watched Bandersnatch. Maybe we'll finally do that this weekend.
Yeah, watch it this weekend. It's cool, but it is really stressful because you do have to, like, hold the controller the whole time.
We have to put in effort to watch a movie?
Yeah, because if you don't hold, if you put it down, do you have, like, a PS4? What do you watch your... What kind of TV
do you
have?
We have a Steam Link, so our TV is either connected through one of our computers or the Switch. Oh, wait, no, we'll have to watch on the computers because Netflix isn't on the Switch yet, so.
Right, if you use something with a controller, like we have the Sony, it vibrates, so you can't even, like, set it down and, like, chill out. It'll, like, vibrate and scare you, so, like, oh, no, I gotta get ready to, like, choose this or that.
We won't get that experience because we use the mouse. I guess we could use a controller. With it though,
if you have a controller, use it just so it will vibrate. But if not, then I guess just use the mouse to click. Also, after you watch it, like, let me know, because there's a I think there's this like forum on Reddit where they have it mapped out every like possible choice and everything that happens depending on that choice. So I really want to look at that, but I don't want to look at it until you've watched it too.
Yeah, okay. I'm so paranoid and already mad that someone's probably going to ruin it for me. But oddly enough, no one on Facebook is talking about it, and people on our Twitter are pretty cool about not spoiling shit. So,
yeah, they're cool. Yeah, it's a cool one. I like it.
Also, going back to our our mini show, I'm very happy that people are also starting to turn against J.K. Rowling, including her own fan base.
Dude, are they really her own fan base? Just are they pissed?
Slowly, like, a lot of people did not like Fantastic Beasts. And I think those who say they do are in denial. They have Stockholm Syndrome. It's maybe not Stockholm Syndrome, but it's the feeling I'm sure a lot of Star Wars fans had after seeing episode one, where they try to convince themselves it's good and then slowly come to the realization that it's horrible. And then there was some dumb shit that Pottermore posted, or the Potterverse, about how... shut the fuck up, J.K. Rowling.
Wait, what was it about, though? Like, weird shit? Like, you can poop on the floor and, like, erase it with magic?
Dumb bullshit that at Hogwarts they didn't have indoor plumbing, and so they had to fucking pee where they stood, and it's just bullshit because even the fucking Romans had plumbing.
They make them. They use magic to make their poop and pee go away, and it's like, no.
Maybe we need a segment on the mini show titled Shit J.K. Rowling Said This Week.
Right. It's like, and then, like, I saw a meme and it was like, I will literally pay you to stop writing. Like, fuck. That's bad, dude.
Listen, if I have ever believed ever believed in the death of the author literary theory, it comes with J.K. Rowling, because goddamn, she's obnoxious.
Dude, her time is up. Hashtag time's up.
And going back to Dumbledore being gay and her not establishing this in the books, and also not establishing it in the Dumbledore's gay. He was in love with Grindelwald. That's what J.K. Rowling said. She didn't write. And so she has a chance, because she's writing the screenplay for Fantastic Beasts. She has the chance to make him canonically gay, but she adds this weird fucking no homo bullshit between him and Grindelwald, where the reason he won't kill Grindelwald isn't because of complex feelings of love towards his best friend slash possible lover. No, it's because they make this magical friendship necklace that forces them not to harm each other unless the necklace is broken. It's like, no, you could write a complex character arc.
What kind of shit is that, to make a magical friendship necklace? What the fuck?
Yeah, and it's like, God, you've said yourself that Dumbledore is gay, so just give him these complex emotions that he doesn't want to kill Grindelwald because he's in love with him.
Who's Grindelwald? Yeah. Is that Johnny Depp?
Which, that's a whole other bucket of...
God. A whole other bucket of what the fuck.
He's not coming back for Pirate 6, which I don't blame Disney. What?
There's going to be a Pirate 6? How many pirates do there have to be?
I don't know, but...
Haven't they, like, found
the treasure? I don't know, but he's not coming back, and I don't blame Disney, because... From what I heard, he didn't memorize his lines, and so he had to have an earpiece in. And even then, he couldn't get the fucking words right.
How annoying. What the fuck? He's probably like...
Johnny Depp had his time in the 90s and 80s.
Time's up. Hashtag time's up for Johnny Depp. Time's up for J.K. Rowling. God.
But yeah,
fucking die.
Get them out.
If she can make money publishing screenplays,
don't even get me started on that shit.
Then you can go ahead and publish all your plays as a book, dude.
Don't even get me started on the publishing screenplays as books. Like, because you can.
I know. I'm very.
You can access most screenplays online for free. People either transcribe them, or directors or screenwriters will upload them online. That's how I read the original script for the Resident Evil movie that George Romero wrote.
Yeah, I mean, like, sometimes I would look up screenplays and stuff if I needed to find, like, a very specific quote mm-hmm. from a movie that I didn't feel like watching the whole thing.
So it just upsets me. And I actually heard that fans made a better version of The Cursed Child than the approved writers J.K. Rowling liked for the actual movie. Because they actually put emotional stakes into the fucking play.
Instead of magic-y necklaces.
God, that's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
That is really the dumbest shit I've ever heard, too. Like, oh, it's a magical enchanted necklace that's for friends and you can't hurt each other unless they break.
Maybe we're being ignorant. Maybe that's a thing in gay culture. Add gay listeners.
Hey,
do you guys make magical friendship necklaces?
So you don't hurt each other. If so, just, like, let us know so we stop upsetting you.
Sorry if this is a real thing that you guys do.
Yeah, we want to be, you know, like, PC, so just let us know if you have magical friendship necklaces for your lover.
I'll make a magical friendship necklace with you, Stormy.
You too. That means that we can't hurt each other. But if it breaks, does that mean, like, we're not friends anymore? Yeah. We can hurt each other?
It means I'm getting a new host.
Like, that doesn't make sense. If Dumbledore was in love with Grindelwald, then if their necklaces broke, why would he want to hurt him if he loved him? Anyway, so the necklaces are kind of like, there's no point in having them. So J.K. Rowling, what the fuck are you doing?
I don't think she knows anymore. She's not really planning these movies out very well. But anyway, we're rounding in on the 30-minute mark here, talking about bullshits.
And we're still like complaining about J.K. Rowling.
I'm just
doing shit. She's still doing stuff.
I'm tired of her shit.
I know. I'm getting real sick of her shit too, man. What the fuck?
Anyway, that's my follow-up on J.K. Rowling this week.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling, that's our update. So maybe next week we'll, like, talk about something other than her. But if, like, some dumb shit comes out of the fucking Harry Potter culture, we're going to have to talk about it.
Obviously.
Because, like, Sam, like you said on Twitter the one day, you're like, this is just making you hate Harry Potter, like, more and more. Like, the more, like, things happen, so I'm like, same. I thought I hated it as much as I could, but no. It goes deeper than
that. But anyway, join us next week as we discuss The Demon Inside.
Is it called The Demon Inside? Side. Okay, cool.
Put that in your planners, everybody.
I'm gonna watch tomorrow. Woo! It's in my planner for tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Yep. Cool, cool, cool.
Right. And I don't have to do the outro, so you guys are just going to have to listen to the next episode if you want to hear the outro.
So see you next week, or you'll listen to us next week. Ha, ha, ha.
Yes, you will. You can't get out of that one.
I mean, they could unsubscribe, but you shouldn't do that.
What? Absolutely not. That's
so
rude.
Fucking rude.
Don't do that. If you can actually get other people, more people to subscribe, that'd be great.
All right.
Okay.
Fuck off. Wait. Yeah, fuck off and have a swell evening.
Woo! Fuck off and have a swell evening.
Bye.
Goodbye.